think we are. Okay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And I'm here in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania with Connie at the Gingerbread House. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
And the first question could be, would you mind telling me a little bit about yourself?
I'm not a retailer by trade.
Uh-huh.
Nursing degree.
Oh, wow.
Bought the Gingerbread House 4 years ago for a hobby. And
oh,
then developed Retro later.
Oh, wow.
So
how did you decide to take the business? What triggers the
Actually, it was a party at her house, and the lady that owned the Gingerbread House said that she had to sell it because they had opened up a restaurant which had a liquor license and was consuming a lot of time.
Oh, I see.
And said that she didn't have enough time to run the Gingerbread House. And I was like, I need something to do.
Oh, wow.
So.
And did you get any kind of loan? Or
no.
It was just...
Yeah.
You took over just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I see. Man.
Just personal, you know.
Okay.
Money.
And what kind of challenges did you face in the beginning?
In the beginning,
mm-hmm.
Probably the challenge was that the person that owned the Gingerbread House before me had not given it full attention.
Okay.
And it needed updated and brought into the light. And it wasn't their focus.
Mm-hmm.
So the business just wasn't there. So building up the business.
Oh, I see. Are we
yeah,
okay? Okay.
She's trying on dresses. And,
oh, right.
And
what kind of challenges are you facing today?
Today, of course, since I bought it, the economy has tanked.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
That's probably the biggest...
The biggest concern.
Just the economy and, you know, people don't have discretionary money...
Right.
...to spend.
And the store beside is
mm-hmm.
yours as well.
It is. When I did the Gingerbread House, it's a gift
mm-hmm.
store, so I wanted gifts for anyone. It's hard to get gifts for men.
Okay.
And so we brought in some ties and some
mm-hmm.
shirts, and there was no men's clothing store in
oh.
Lewisburg. So we found that was a huge need.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff went like crazy, and people kept wanting us to get more, and so it overtook the little corner
mm-hmm.
that it had in the store. And an artist needed out of his space, which was two doors down.
Okay, right.
So we took over his lease
mm-hmm.
and opened Retro
okay.
as a men's clothing store.
I see.
Men's clothing is also a little more difficult because men don't like to shop like women do.
Mm-hmm.
They come in. When they come in, they shop. But
right.
we do a lot of that. We pair it up for them and then... You know, it works that way. But then we introduce women's clothing and jewelry
uh-huh.
and stuff. And
okay. So they complement each other.
They do.
We can say that.
They do. And so we were on the next block up. We just moved down here in April.
Oh, okay.
This building had been for sale.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a sporting goods store that
uh-huh.
had been in Lewisburg for 130 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they went out of business. I actually looked at the building when they were still in business because it was for sale.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little afraid to buy the building
uh-huh.
for fear that people would think that I somehow made them go out of business.
I see. Okay.
Because it was, you know, everyone was all up in arms
mm-hmm.
when they went out of business. But it's like, if you would be supporting them, they wouldn't be going out of business.
Right. Right.
You know? But, so it set on the market.
But so far, so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been very, because it sat empty for 2.5 years.
Oh, okay.
And then we bought it last fall and then moved down here in April.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And so we did the both stores under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
But there's different entrances,
right.
and it has worked really well,
because mm-hmm.
some people won't come in the one store, like clothing, no, I'm not interested
mm-hmm.
in clothing today, but they'll go in the other one, and then they see the stuff, so the
right.
cross flow, the
it's
traffic.
It's a good strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, oh. And one more question,
mm-hmm.
when problems arises, how do you resolve them? I mean, do you have a management team, or do you
no,
do it on your own?
It's all me.
All about...
Hold
on your
I'm
shoulders.
The bookkeeper, I'm the...
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
I do it all.
I see.
I mean,
and
I have, you know, the accountant that does all the tax,
mm-hmm.
payroll, stuff like that, but no, I do it all.
Oh, okay. And have you gotten the skills that you need to run a business along the way? What have you done?
A lot of it is just life experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just you just apply what you do at home to what you do here. And
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're... background in nursing
mm-hmm.
it help a little bit in some way
I'm sure it does. time management, task management, just, you know, prioritizing.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, like...
So there were some transferable
certainly.
Skills and things that you could use.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. And I see you have employees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When someone joins your company, how did you manage to orient them as a member? What did you do?
Mm-hmm. When they come in, you know, we just show them what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have I don't have a lot of employees.
Mm-hmm.
The people that have worked for a while.
Okay.
And it's more like a family, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we know a lot about each other and stuff. And it's just, it
okay.
works really well. You know, I've had a couple people that haven't worked out.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty quick because I'm like, nah, like, can't tolerate it.
I see.
You know?
Do you have any kind of a profile to select them? Or it's just more than...
Feel. Just, you know, I don't take any, like, a lot of people now...
Mm-hmm.
Email me. I'm like, I don't respond to emails if you're looking for a job.
Right.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you, just get a feel for...
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the upfront. And
mm-hmm.
See how he behaves, she behaves.
Yeah, like, you know, you do. You just, it's a look, and
yeah.
It's a look. You know, I mean, I know they say that's bad and
mm-hmm.
whatever, but that's... How can you expect to get a job if you walk in somewhere, you're unkept... You're pierced, you're
mm-hmm.
whatever, you're, no way.
Yeah.
You smoke, you smell like smoke, no.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Like,
that
you know,
true.
But you can't say that to someone, you can't,
mm-hmm.
but it's like,
yeah.
So I always say, I talk to him, are you hiring? Maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know, and talk to him, and that just eliminates most right off the bat.
Yeah, great.
Because it's, mm-mm.
But yeah, it's an advantage to be your own boss and
mm-hmm.
and decide who is going to work with you.
Right.
How do you motivate and reward people? What did you do? If you do.
Yeah, I know. Part of it is probably the people that I hire, too,
mm-hmm.
are motivated, you know, sort of self-motivated anyway.
Right.
And we have fun. Like, we joke around.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, I buy lunch all the time, or
mm-hmm.
and we go into New York and we're going in a couple weeks. Christine's going, so, you know, she gets her own wonderful hotel room. We're going to go to a play.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that. It's just makes it a great place to work.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And one more question.
Mm-hmm.
How things are going in your company at this moment?
They're going well. In the new location, I
mm-hmm.
think it's helped. The Bucknell students are coming down more.
Okay.
Closer to campus.
Right.
The other places I rented, so I didn't want to invest a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
During this, we totally redid the building and, you know, put the floors in and have that, like, more urban flair to it.
Yeah,
people
okay.
are responding.
More appealing.
Yeah, just more appealing. Makes and advertising, you know, make it the place to be. People have to be there then.
Mm, great.
You know?
Yeah. I can see it's a nice atmosphere. Okay.
Yeah.
You're willing to spend a lot of time looking around. You feel comfortable,
right.
welcome. Yeah,
right.
A friendly atmosphere.
Right.
Yeah,
not like a hard sale. You
right.
know, how people like...
Yeah, I've seen that. You walk into a store and immediately one person approaches and says,
yeah.
What can I do for you? And
yeah.
he or she chases you all
yes.
around.
And then
and
you don't feel comfortable.
Don't like, that's right.
And then you're like,
oh, right.
okay, I'm just going to leave.
You need you feel a lot of pressure
mm-hmm.
on you.
Yeah, we like to greet people, but then let them...
Mm-hmm.
And some people want a lot of help, and some people
right.
don't want any help.
And my guess is when people need help, ask for it.
Right, they ask.
Mm-hmm.
But we always start out with, like, hey, how you doing, instead of what
mm-hmm.
can I do for you?
Mm, great.
You know.
Right. Mm, okay. Let me move on.
Mm-hmm.
How do you describe your typical day?
In what sense?
In your business. Your typical day in business. What... How is it? I've never been there, so if you want to tell me about your day,
like what I do,
what do you normally do?
Yeah,
in
we don't open till 10, so it's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not the 6 a.m. start.
Mm-hmm.
So we just come in and just, you know, set everything up and straighten, clean, do all those things, go to the bank if we have to. And you know, you just wait on the customers. Some days you'll be busy right away, some days you're not. It's, you have no way to predict when you'll be busy.
I see.
And then you get shipments from UPS, FedEx, we unpackage that.
Okay. And do you see any pattern on customers, like saying in spring is a good time? Spring, I expect a lot of people coming in.
We do more fourth quarter, so October, November, December are our main months. People are Christmas shopping. And just more in that festive mood. And then that's our busiest time. And probably the second busiest would be April, May. Summer kind of drags here because this isn't really a destination spot for a vacation.
Right.
And then the college kids leave during the summer.
And your customers are young people, middle-aged people?
We have a huge range. It's really weird. We have college age up, and we have a lot of professionals.
Okay.
You know, with the higher-end clothing and the suits and stuff.
Okay.
So.
All right. And let me see. What advice would you give someone who was considering a career in this field? What would you tell them?
I would tell them you have to devote a lot of your time, a lot of time that you don't realize, of thinking of marketing and advertising. Like, that is such a key. I mean, it's amazing because, like, late at night, I'm always like, bing, and then I'll, like, enter something on Facebook. I think it's a lot of time.
I see.
Because it's really, you know, it's not, you're not just open 10 to 6. You're doing stuff.
Okay.
And you have to always keep the customer in mind as the first person. How you want to be treated in a store is how you should treat someone else.
Oh, wow. And what kind of background do they need to have?
Well, you know, with mine, it's hard to tell, isn't it? So I think, I think it could be anything, really.
Okay.
I think it's just that if you have the passion to do it.
Okay. And what about accounting or technical, more technical stuff?
I mean, you can always hire that done if you know, if you can't do it. Like, the accountants taught me how to do QuickBooks, so I enter everything on QuickBooks.
Okay. So you do your part of it.
Yeah, you know, I input everything, and then he just does, like, the quarterly taxes.
I see.
You know.
Oh, right. And, it's a question probably redundant. It says, what kind of formal education and additional specialized training would you recommend to a person?
I would, you know, I guess a business degree, I'm sure, would help. And marketing.
Okay.
You know, I mean, accounting, unless you're doing, you know, high volumes, probably basic accounting, which is just, you know, keeping your checkbook.
Right.
It's fine.
Okay.
Computer skills, of course.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Okay.
Graphic design would be wonderful. So you can do your own designs, because that's what, you know, all your own advertising.
Okay. And my last question would be, any regrets?
No.
So far?
No.
Would you do it again, or?
Yeah, because it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. And, you know, hopefully the economy will turn around.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're crossing our fingers too.
Yeah, it's like.
And for the future, what are you looking at the future? What, maybe another store? Maybe grow up your business.
I don't know.
Sharpen your skills.
Yeah.
What?
I guess just to build this here. I'm not really thinking about another store right now.
Okay.
Just, you know, increase those profit margins.
All right, Connie, thank you very much for your time.
You.
It was, I enjoyed your interview. And, well, thank you very much.
Yes, good luck.
Thank you.
And now, what brought you to Lewisburg?